the staff of the last abortion provider in Mississippi, Jackson Women's Health Organization, which was at the center of the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, has just a few more days before the state's trigger law takes effect. Then the law bans almost all abortions in the state. Shannon Brewer is the executive director of the clinic known as the Pink House. She joins us now from New Mexico, where she's hoping to open up a new clinic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure this is a tough time for you, 3 days after the Supreme Court's decision. What are you thinking about today?
I'm thinking about the fact that we're still trying to, I'm trying to focus on what we can do rather than focusing on what we can't do anymore. That's kind of where my brain is. I woke up this morning and just found out that the Attorney General did certify this morning. So that's when our 10 days begins once she certifies.
Right. So what's going on right now at the clinic in Mississippi? The Pink House is still open for a few more days, right?
Correct. We're not seeing patients today. What they're doing is they're making appointments today. The phones are ringing off the hook there, as well as the facility in Virginia and Georgia right now. The phones have been ringing since they opened today.
Right. And I'm reading as well that you've had a lot of protesters at your doors at the Pink House for years. I imagine they're there today as well. Do you have any message for them today?
Not really. I really don't even understand what they're doing this past weekend, what they were doing. It's weird that they feel like they got what they wanted, and yet they're still out there harassing people, even worse than they normally do.
Right. And what do you mean by that? What are they doing that's even worse than normal?
They are now blocking the street. The very first day, they were blocking the street that you turn on in order to come to the facility. They're standing in the middle of the streets. This weekend, actually, one of them backed their truck into one of our escorts there. Luckily, she wasn't hurt. They're blocking the driveway. They're putting their cars there. They are just doing things that are against the law. And yet, what I'm amazed by is that no one's being arrested for it.
Hmm. So right now, you're in New Mexico, and you hope to open what you're going to be calling the Pink House West. Why New Mexico?
We looked at several different areas where we thought would be the best, where women would need it the most, and where women may have a pretty good access as far as getting here. This is not the only one that we're considering opening, but this is one of our main ones. So this is just one of the places that we chose.
Right. And are you expecting people who may be seeking abortions in Mississippi? Would they travel all the way to New Mexico going forward?
Well, a woman would travel anywhere if she wants an abortion. And let me just say that. We're not only looking for Mississippi patients, we're just trying to help patients in general who need abortion care, who can't get it. You have 11 states that shut down on day one.
Mm-hmm.
By day 30, you're going to have up to, if my count is right, about 22 states that won't be able to have access to abortion. So all these states that still can are going to be, it's going to be needed.
Right.
So, you know, it's for all women, actually.
Shannon Brewer, paint a picture, if you would, of what you think this country is going to look like going forward as many states outlaw abortions and several other states will allow them. I mean, there are basically going to be two Americas. How do you sort of describe what's going to be happening?
I've heard that word two Americas so many times in the last year or so. I always say there's always been two Americas. It's just now the other America they have put them in place and they are doing what they've been trying to do the whole time. It hadn't become two Americas. It's always been two Americas. Hmm. And the thing is, what people don't understand, what amazes me is that what you're going to get is you're going to get women showing up at hospitals, bleeding, hemorrhaging. You're going to get this because all these women will not have access to travel to obtain an abortion. And they're going to do different things in order to try to do it, because I know that that's what women will do. People in general, that's the part of life when people, you know, feel like they need something done bad enough, they will take these chances. You're going to have a lot of people dropping off babies at these safe places like the hospitals, the fire departments and places like that. Everybody, you know, they seem to think that it's not going to happen. And I don't understand how they don't see it. It was happening all of this time. And abortion was legal everywhere. Mm. So this, their overturning does not change. It does not make it go away. It makes it increase. Right. And that's what's going to happen.
What's your message for people advocating for reproductive rights right now who may feel somewhat discouraged by Friday's, dramatically discouraged, I should say, by Friday's decision?
Well, that would be me then. I would just say the only thing you can do is just to keep fighting. You don't give up. You just keep going with whatever you have. I tell them to put the word out for this, you know, during the elections. Now that it's on the state level, our job is one thing and one thing only, is to get certain people out and bring certain people in. That's the only way we're going to make change. That's the only thing anything's going to change, because it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. This is just the beginning of things that are to come.
Right.
They're taking their personal beliefs and they're imposing them on everybody else. And that's not what the Supreme Court is supposed to be doing.
All right. Well, that's Shannon Brewer, Executive Director of Jackson Women's Health Organization. She spoke to us from New Mexico, where she's opening up the Pink House West. Shannon Brewer, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.